Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello. If this is Michael with the Unresolved Podcast, my name is Sherry and I live in Bardstown, Kentucky. And I've been listening to your podcast. I ran across it this evening when Googling some stuff. I don't know if you know or not, but Crystal Rogers' father was killed Saturday morning. He was shot probably from someone on the side of the Bluegrass Parkway. He was hunting or taking his grandson hunting, but he wasn't in the woods. He was in a field, and it isn't believed to be a hunting accident, and they're looking at it as a homicide. I just thought you might find that interesting. It's very sad, and your podcast really captures what it's like to be here. Thanks, I just thought I'd let you know that.
Hey everyone, this is Michael from the Unresolved Podcast. Over the past few days, I've received a lot of emails and messages very similar to the voicemail this caller left, so I thought it would only be fair to give you all an update. In January and February of this year, 2016, I put out a couple of episodes set in the area of Bardstown, Kentucky. The story began with the mysterious murder of Officer Jason Ellis just off of the Bluegrass Parkway, but also included the seemingly unrelated murder of Kathy Netherland and her teenage daughter Samantha, as well as the disappearance of Crystal Rogers. Crystal Rogers was a 35-year-old mother of five who disappeared after a night spent with her longtime boyfriend, Brooks Houck, in July of 2015. Brooks would plead ignorance, saying that Crystal had gone out without him while they were sleeping, but has long since been implicated in her disappearance. Brooks Houck's brother, Nick, was a member of the Bardstown Police Department, who would later go on to become involved with the story when it became public knowledge that he had interfered with the investigation. What's even more concerning is that Nick put up the same kind of defense his brother had, not remembering a single second of the time he had matter-of-factly spent with his brother in the preceding days. In the months since I put out these Bardstown episodes, quite a bit has happened with the story and the town itself. The area around the town has become plastered with signs forcing remembrance of Crystal's disappearance, or urging police to, quote-unquote, solve these murders, they say in big bold letters. In April of this year, newly elected city mayor John Royalty, who defeated incumbent Bill Shekels in a late 2014 election, caused quite a stir when he decided to entirely restructure Police Chief Rick McCubbin's staff. Royalty chose to demote two of McCubbin's officers and gave his own appointees the position, without regard for McCubbin's opinion. Police Chief McCubbin, who was very vocal in the aftermath of Jason Ellis' murder, would announce his retirement just days later. Mayor Royalty, much like his predecessor Bill Shekels, has been mired in controversy. His decision to replace much of the Bardstown Police Command structure with people perceived to be friends of his was just the start, as he would soon lock into a war of words with one of the local newspapers when they called him a quote-unquote danger. In August of this year, Nelson County sheriffs began serving warrants on Nick Houck, the former Bardstown police officer believed to be involved in the disappearance of his brother's girlfriend, Crystal Rogers. These warrants included a brief interview with Houck himself, interviews with relatives of his, and, most noteworthy, a search of the Houck family farm, where Crystal was last seen alive. Now, months after these warrants were served, Crystal's boyfriend, Brooks Houck, still hasn't been arrested. He has officially been named a suspect in her disappearance, and Nelson County sheriffs believe his brother Nick was involved in some capacity, but no official answers have been given. That leads us to this past Saturday, November 19th. Tommy Ballard, the father of Crystal Rogers, had been one of the biggest proponents of her investigation. He had led many search parties, and in fact was planning on leading one of the biggest yet in the coming weeks. Every time he would get a tip or hear a rumor regarding his daughter Crystal's fate, he would follow up on it, no matter where it took him. On this morning, Tommy was out hunting with his son and his 12-year-old grandson on a Nelson County farm not far away from the Bluegrass Parkway. If you recall back to episode 2 of the Bardstown series, the Bluegrass Parkway was not only where Officer Jason Ellis had been killed, but it was also where Crystal's crimson Chevy Impala had been abandoned over a year beforehand. At around 8 o'clock that morning, Tommy Ballard was shot once in the chest, and the bullet would exit through his back. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and investigators have not revealed much information, but they have said that they don't believe it was a simple hunting accident. Nor do they believe that his son or his grandson had anything to do with it. As of this moment, they haven't revealed any real information, or if they have any potential suspects, but they have urged the public to come forward with any information they may have. If you may have driven down the Bluegrass Parkway at some point Saturday morning and may have seen something suspicious, anything, please contact the Kentucky State Police. I'll be sure to keep you all informed should anything else come to light regarding this story, or any others I've touched on in the past. Until next time, everyone, stay safe. Talk to you later.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.